Yeah, pleased, obviously. It's, you know, we were looking for the fourth striker. You know, if we take Vincent and Reece out, and that's two young lads. You know, maybe for a wee while we were maybe looking. Listen, we've had a look at lots of players, and but Mark was always one that we were interested in. But at the time, Sheffield United wanted a fee for him, and we were just looking for a loan option at the time. So, but I'm pleased with the type that Mark is. You know, he's a goal scorer. He's got a good goal scoring record. He's hungry. He's 23. He's not a big physical one, you know, in the James Hansen mould, which we might have been looking for. But I think where we're playing at the minute, you know, he'll just add that extra dimension to us. You know, we've got Billy who plays as a 10, James the old traditional number 9. Jordy can do a bit of both. He goes in behind, he can come and link play. And now we've got Markin who's, you know, he can run the channels but predominantly comes alive in the box. So, yeah, really pleased with that one. And obviously, with Paul going out, Paul Anderson, so no secret, he's one of the top earners, and if he's not, you know, in our, you know, starting 11, you know, we had to look to maybe to move Paul on, and he's worked hard and trained hard and got back from his leg break from last season, and I hope he does well at Northampton. So when Paul went, you know, we were looking for a sort of a wide player, and Harris Vukic, who I know well from my time at Rangers, fits the bill, and you know, credit to the. To the staff here behind the scenes for getting the deal done and at the money and the price was a no-brainer really. So Harris can play left, right, as a 10, as a striker. So he'll add that little bit of quality, carries a goal threat. So yeah, to answer your question, pleased with the business that we did.
A lot of changes from the last City side that went to Millwall this week, Stuart. How happy are you with the way that everyone has gelled together given all the injuries you've got?
Yeah, I've got to say I'm really pleased with the mass. The amount of points we've amassed with the difficult start we've had for many reasons, and that's full credit to the players for you know, whoever's been picked has gone out and done a job. So I think for me the headaches and for the staff will come soon when we get majority of players back, and it'll be a good headache to have. Previous clubs I've been at, even from this one, Motherwell Rangers certainly, I've always known my best 11. I've got to say when everyone's back fit I won't know my best 11, which is a good thing. I think we've got a real competitive squad. Unfortunately, as I say, we go to Millwall without eight of the squad we, you know, would be able to call on. So that's going to bring its own problems. But looking to the future, and now the window's closed, I think we play Saturday for a wee while. We haven't got any midweek games, so we can really work with the players, and you know, looking forward to that challenge.
Is it a different challenge for you as a manager this time? Because obviously no loan window to fall back on now, so I guess what you've got, you've got.
Yeah, but it's, as I say, this is probably the biggest squad I've ever had. You know, I think even Edin and Greg were trying to get me another one in, but I'm more than happy with the numbers. We've got strong competition in every area of the park. Sometimes you can have too many, so you're disappointing too many players, and there's too many players moping, you know, around your training ground and, you know, around your ground. But we've got a good number. We don't need any more. Obviously, you always want to be lucky with injuries. But to what we had when we first came in, although we had a lot of good professionals, I'm really pleased with the recruitment and everyone's efforts, you know, from the owner to Greg to James, throughout the staff. I'm pleased with the players, because not only have they had to deal with new players, they've had to deal with the whole new staff as well. So, you know, so far so good, but we know it's early steps, and we've just got to keep improving.
And just finally, obviously it's your second time here at Bradford, can you believe the change in the club since you were here the last time as manager?
No, a lot of good changes. You know, obviously the training ground, I mean, in their own complex. But no, the desire from the support and the backing from the support has been the same. And, you know, I don't change. I just want to, you know, try to send them home on a Saturday with a smile on their face. And, you know, that's what we aim to do.